some films are fine just the way they are. Other films sometimes take it way too far. But really, how bad could it get? Let's go beyond the box set.
Welcome, everybody, to Beyond the Box Set, where today we're going to review Old.
We are, yes. The new M. Night Shyamalan, the long-awaited new M. Night Shyamalan joint.
Yeah. So I went into this expecting to see a bit of a train wreck, a bad movie, and have a lot of fun with it. And, it ticked all those boxes for me.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I would say something. Did I have a lot of fun with this? I definitely chuckled a lot at how absurd this was. I think it could have been more absurd. By the end, I was just kind of sick of it. That's my thing. For the first 45 minutes, I was like, this is ridiculous and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And then by the end, I was like, oh, okay, you can stop now.
Yeah.
It just kind of ran out of steam, which I think I find with a lot of his films, really. Because there's just so much stuff thrown against the wall and it's so... Well, we'll talk about how badly written it is. Like, it's absurdly badly written.
That's the thing that I enjoyed the most.
No, me too. That was my favourite part about it.
And I think that is the most unintentional part of it. Because everything else, like the concept of people just going to a beach and getting really old and like all the different things that come with that, you know, like children growing up and stuff like that, which we will get to. Like that stuff, it's funny. It's weird and it's ridiculous. And I'm pretty sure they knew that the filmmakers knew that going into it. But did they know how badly they were writing it?
Yeah, sure.
Was it written by only M. Night Shyamalan or M. Night Shyamalan and a lot of yes men?
I'd imagine it was probably just him. That's the thing, because I think he just does write his own stuff and clearly doesn't get edited as much as he needs to be.
No.
Yeah. It feels like it's getting worse. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, because he started really well. Like, I think The Sixth Sense is I think it's a reasonably well-written movie, The Sixth Sense, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
It's been a fair while since I watched it.
Yeah.
And then obviously they just kept getting worse, didn't they? You know, there was like
Unbreakable was kind of good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But then it was a decline. And then you got to stuff like The Village and The Lady in the Water. My God.
Split was...
Yeah, but...
I thought Split was like, oh, this is...
Yeah, it felt like... I didn't love Split, but I think it was definitely an upward, you know... It was one of his best for a while.
It was like, if you can buy into this, then you'll probably enjoy it.
Yeah.
But, God, they made a mistake merging that with Unbreakable.
And yeah, because then Glass was just super boring.
So boring.
And then this was... I wouldn't say this was boring. It was just bewilderingly bad. Like,
Yeah. I mean, the bit that really got me was the kid who kept going up to people going, what's your name? What's your profession?
Like, yes, little Cilla Black there. What's your name and where'd you come from?
Like, I know that kids say weird things sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially like when they're four or whatever that kid was supposed to be. But my God, what a lazy way to introduce.
Well, also everyone else was so obsessed with their profession. Like, it wasn't just the kid. That's like everyone introduced themselves with their profession at all times. It was like, step out the way. I'm a paleontology doctor, so I know that bones, you know, disintegrate after a certain amount of time. It was like ludicrous.
Yeah, that
was the worst one. But yeah, I'm a therapist.
A therapist, sure, okay, yeah. And a doctor and a nurse. Like, this feels a bit coincidental for one beach.
Oh God, yeah.
There was just a lot going on there, and and then the person who's like, I work in a museum, so I know a lot about bones.
Yeah,
and that came in use once.
It was just so
to say like, oh yeah, a body shouldn't decompose that quickly. You don't need to be a professional to know that.
Well, duh, yeah, exactly. It was so overwritten.
Yeah, really overwritten.
Nothing was left unsaid, or there's no subtext in this movie.
Yeah,
at
I mean,
all.
The bit that got me was when somebody said like, oh yeah, so our hair and nails won't grow because, you know, that's just dead skin anyway. Like,
yeah.
That's not important. No one was asking that question. I get it. You're trying to give us all the answers to like the questions we're thinking about what would happen if someone did age really quickly.
Yeah.
But nobody's asking that. Nobody cares that no one's turning grey or anything.
Yeah, you can't avoid a plot hole by just drawing attention to it.
Yeah.
They could have just not said it. You're right. Because I didn't feel any mystery in this movie. You know, because I really like this. This is the movie I'm not Shyamalan. I like this concept. But it just didn't deliver because there was no sense of like, I was never scared. I was never on the edge of my seat. Mm. I was never for any single character like, oh, I hope they don't die. I'm really into them.
Yeah.
Everyone was just like, okay, you can go anytime. There wasn't a single redeeming character.
No.
You know, there were too many of them.
I mean, the children I thought were innocent enough that I didn't want any of them to die.
Sure.
And one of them does, and when she did, I was like, oh, okay, sure.
But they were...
But also, I forgot about it immediately.
Yeah, you don't, like, feel affection for the children. It's only purely because they are children. Yeah. Well, that's a bit sad if they die.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know... A good horror movie or a good thriller will give you a character that, you know, they don't need to be super deep. You know, most horror movie characters aren't. But you'll be like, oh, I want them to stay around, stick around.
Yeah,
either because they're funny or just because they seem innocent and nice enough. But that this film just didn't really have that. Mm. They were all just... Yeah, there were too many characters. There's not enough time spent with any of them. That was the problem.
I disagree because I think it was good having so many characters because it meant that, well, actually, no, I'm going to follow this up with complaining about this. Mm-hmm. But it never goes very long without killing somebody.
Yes.
So it does keep a good pace in that sense. However, all that being said, it doesn't give you any time to breathe.
That's what I mean. It doesn't... The deaths don't land because they just keep happening.
Yeah.
It's like every 10 minutes, some of a character who's had like maybe four lines just died, and you're like, okay, well, they're out. Like,
yeah, like the film just doesn't give itself the chance to, you know, just turn the stakes up a bit because it's just always... It's always at 100.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, we're screaming because this one's dying. And oh my God. Oh, now this one's dying. Oh dear, no.
Yeah. Like, therapist lady with epilepsy and her husband who dies swimming. Mm. You can lift them right out.
Yeah.
They really didn't bring anything to the table.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Except that they were, taking a bit of screen time. Because then you could have, like, had a few more character moments with the other characters. Like, it could have just been the two families and... I mean, did we need mid-sized sedan?
Mid-sized sedan.
I would never get rid of him for that name alone, but like, my God.
Well, I guess, no, I found it quite interesting having some people of colour in this.
Oh yeah, sense it needed.
You know. But no, not for diversity's sake, but also for diversity's sake, but for having a character who's a racist guy getting old and senile and... What that can look like, because that just invented a villain for this film, really.
Sure, but I don't think the solution to having the film be too many white people is to include some people of color whose characters are pointless. Like, why couldn't the two main parents have been like people of color? Well, I guess.
Well,
yeah, the dad was Gael Garcia Bernal, so he's Latin. That's something, but you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. But
the therapist and her husband, who she was black, he was Asian. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, they brought diversity, but they weren't given they weren't interesting characters. They were just filler. They were complete filler.
Yeah, but other than the main family and Rufus Sewell, the minor villain.
Yeah.
Nobody has any depth.
No, that's what I mean. But there's so many of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm only pointing those two out because like they're not connected to any of the other characters.
No.
Like, because you've got the family of four with their bizarre genetic makeup, where like she's from Luxembourg and has a heavy, like, I don't know, Teutonic accent. He's clearly from Argentina or something, or Mexico. Mm-hmm. I don't know where Gael Garcia Bernal is actually from. Mm. And then you've got the two kids who are just like, one's white. One is as white as the driven snow and has like a New Zealand-y kind of accent. And then the other one is, and then I guess the boy does look somewhat like he might be mixed race, but like,
yeah,
it's a very weird fact, but they're both like fully American accent. Well, yeah, she's New Zealand accent. He's got an American accent, the boy. Mm. The dad is Gael Garcia Bernal putting on some kind of weird Germany accent that's not his natural one. And then Vicky Creeps is just doing her Luxembourg-ish accent or close something around it. Mm-hmm. Very odd.
Did you recognize the kids, by the way?
Yes, she was the very good actress from Leave No Trace.
Yes.
And I was kind of like,
And Jojo Rabbit as well.
And and I was like, oh, you've been in some really good stuff recently. Yeah. This is a shame. This is a shame for you. Yeah, and the boy, well, the older version of the boy was the kid from Hereditary.
Yeah. Which, again, it's like, oh, you went to this?
Lots of good people in this, but you wouldn't know they were good actors based...
No.
And it's not their fault, because this dialogue is impossible to sell. I think they were given an impossible task.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, but what I mean, so yeah, you've got those four.
I guess M. Night Shyamalan's got a pretty decent reputation. It's all from The Sixth Sense, a film he did, like, what, 25 years ago or something?
Yeah, but also, like, Split, whether you liked it or not, it gave James McAvoy a hell of a role.
Yeah.
And it was a big hit. You know, I don't blame big stars for signing up to this, but
definitely.
It just didn't give them anything to do.
But, like, when you come from Ari Aster's Hereditary,
yeah,
like, Ari Aster is what M. Night Shyamalan is trying to be.
Yeah, if this film was directed by Ari Aster, I'm sure I would have loved it.
Oh, it would have been amazing.
It would have been 4 hours long, but I would have loved it. Like,
but it would have been great. And it would have also done what this film really missed, I thought, was a bit of gore.
Yes.
Like, I don't need to have loads of gore in my movies, and I actually think that Ari Aster takes it, or took it a little bit too far in Midsommar.
Mm-hmm.
This one has almost nothing. Like, mm-hmm. at one point, so at the very start, when they all get to the beach, they find a body just washed up in the sea
mm-hmm.
From somebody that we saw in the prologue, I think. And, they just put this body down on the beach and just, like, put a towel over it or something. And then they go back minutes later, and the body's a skeleton. But we're not allowed to see that. We see, like, a clever camera shot from, like, inside the rib cage showing that, like, you know, there's no flesh left, it's just the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just all the characters reacting to it. And it's like, you don't even have the gore budget to show a skeleton?
Yeah.
And I think it's just because, like I say, didn't have the budget, and they just couldn't make it look good, because there's almost no gore in any other part of this.
No. And again, if they'd had fewer characters and each death had really been impactful and had like a gory moment or just like a very impactful moment. But like I said, because all of the deaths were really kind of mild and you didn't care about the characters. And also their actual death scenes, as you say, were mostly really underwhelming. It was just like, oh, they've drowned now. Yeah. She's literally just laid down and died.
Yeah.
The only one was Rufus Sewell's trophy wife.
Yes.
The disturbingly skinny lady.
This one really stuck with me, actually.
Yeah, just because she looked unwell from the start, but then when she ages,
she's got a calcium deficiency or something.
Yeah, which is kind of played for laughs at the beginning because it's like, oh, she's so high maintenance, but then clearly she does.
It's pretty intense.
She develops a hunchback as she gets older, yeah.
Yeah, she needs to have a lot of calcium or something, or else her bones will just get very weak and she'll grow a hunchback, which she does.
Yeah.
And when her bones get weak, like, they just start breaking. Mm. Like, she just lifts up a rock and her arm just falls to pieces.
Yeah, and that could have been really good body horror, but it's all shot in the dark and you don't really see anything, and then it just gets silly. When she's just thrashing around like an upturned like insect, it just looks... It wasn't scary or upsetting. It was just kind of stupid.
I only thought it was upsetting because I just had to sort of remind myself, oh, this is like a six-year-old and an eight-year-old or something.
Seeing this,
I know that in this case, they're supposed to be like 20 or whatever, but... It's from the minds of those kids watching this. I'm like, oh my God, these kids are going to be messed up from this alone. Nothing else during the day. Yeah. This alone.
Yeah, I think they've seen some things. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've not really talked about that. So the plot of the film is it's a bunch of people end up on a mysterious island, and the island makes them all age at a rapid rate over the course of 24 hours. So it's this family of four that I mentioned. It's Vicky Creeps, Gael Garcia Bernal, and those two kids.
Mm.
And then there's also Rufus Sewell and his wife and their young daughter and the grandma.
And his mother.
And his mother, the grandma, who's the first one to go, because she's the oldest. And then there's the filler couple who I mentioned earlier, the therapist and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mid-sized Sedan.
And Mid-sized Sedan. And a rapper called Mid-sized Sedan.
Yeah, who's supposed to be like a world-famous rapper because people recognize him.
Yeah, it's a 30 Rock name for a rapper.
Oh, like, it's so just, terrible.
It's really, really bad. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not even like it's played for laughs.
No,
like,
it's not. It's so weird.
A terrible rap. Yeah. But anyway, they all start aging. But the main thing of the film is it's the kids. Because the adults age, they do age.
The adults age and they all have early parts of diseases.
Yes.
Of, like the mother she's
got a tumor.
Yeah, she's got a tumor, but she's kept that a secret up until now. The woman, she has fits.
Yes, the therapist has epilepsy, so she has fits. Yeah. Yeah, the other woman has the calcium deficiency. Rufus Sewell has early onset dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Is that everyone?
Yeah.
And then I think Gael Garcia Bernal goes blind. Yeah. And also gets dementia a bit, I think, maybe.
I think he just loses his sight.
Okay.
The mum loses her hearing. Mid-sized Sedan has like a blood clotting issue.
Oh, yeah.
That he mentions, and then...
So many bleeding noses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know what that one. But nothing really comes of that other than he gets stabbed to death. But like...
That's later on,
That's not really related to his disease.
Yeah. But it's the kids, basically. So the parents age, but the actors don't really change because, as adults, they age a little bit more subtly.
Yeah.
But the kids obviously rapidly age, and they go from being six-year-olds to being teenagers to being adults, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, but they really, again, over-explain. They really want us to know that it's okay what they're about to do because...
Oh, it's so...
This is also terrible dialogue. Because basically the two kids who aren't brother and sister...
Mm-hmm.
have sex.
Yeah.
Because they get older, they discover their ages, they have sex, and then she gets pregnant and has a baby.
Yeah.
And the baby dies.
It's It's just awkward. Like,
it really is.
And you can tell that the writers, they clearly had a meeting of like, what is the right way for us to approach this? Like, what do we need to say just to make this passable, to make this okay?
But again, because, that could be the film.
Yeah.
You know, that could be a story. It would be very confrontational. It would have been controversial. But if it was like some kind of, say there's no adults there, and it's like a Lord of the Flies meets sci-fi kind of thing, where these kids very quickly are discovering these things about themselves and like, you know, but no, it's not, it's just, it really kind of draws a veil over it. You just kind of see them lying in a tent and suddenly they're like 15 years older and now she's pregnant.
Yeah.
It really doesn't like give you enough of the, like, oh wow, that's really weird what just happened to them.
Yeah, like, yeah, the parents are like shocked initially and then the girl goes into labor, but like there's a nurse and there's a doctor there. Yeah. It's convenient.
So she has a pregnancy that lasts about 35 minutes because the way the speed is, and then she has her baby.
Mm-hmm. But like her mother like has to run away because like she just can't.
She just can't take it. Well, understandably,
yeah. I mean, that's her 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot to take it.
Yeah. But yeah, she has this baby, and then like a minute later, the baby's dead.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't nourish it fast enough or whatever.
And like, someone yells out like, "The baby died of lack of attention."
Yeah.
Such a stupid line. What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The baby died because we had to write it out because we didn't know what to do once it was born.
Like. Yeah. And then like, that's it.
That baby is never mentioned again.
That plot line's done. And it happens for all of like 10 minutes. And it was only there for one reason. And that was to have something in the trailer that just shocks you a little
which is
bit.
Which is the teenage girl with the kind of bulging pregnant belly and the baby and all that. Yeah. But
like the belly's growing and growing.
Yeah.
And,
that's part of the effect. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And it was a dodgy effect.
It wasn't great.
And it's just there in the trailer because you know you don't know what's going to happen. Like, is this baby just going to burst out of her belly or what?
Yeah, because it looked like it's going to do like an alien kind of thing, which it doesn't. But no. If the baby had, because that would have been funny. I mean, it would have been so gross if the baby had like grown so fast that there wasn't time for, because labor can take hours.
Yeah.
Instead, it just became like a teenage and just burst out of her like rah.
Yeah.
Like that would have been something. That would have been weird as hell and quite entertaining. Like.
Yeah, I think that would have been all right if. The mother had started as a teenager.
Yeah. You don't want to put...
Because then it could make her a horrible character. But when she's like an innocent 4-year-old girl just playing in the sand and then suddenly like a baby bursts out of her belly.
No,
like,
you're right.
That would be quite rough.
That's the thing. This film really wrote itself into a corner with having these very young children because you do... Yeah. It is always just there.
Yeah.
But also I found it really weird how they didn't... The aging of the children was so inconsistent.
Mm.
Like the brother,
it annoyed me.
Yeah, because the brother and the girl who gets pregnant, they switch actors like a flicker book. They really shoot up. But then
no, like the girl, she changes actor like pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
they just shoot her cleverly to make it not as obvious. But yeah.
Yeah, and like they didn't do much with makeup for any of the kids really.
No, not really.
And then like the boy and the other girl, they change actor into their teenage forms like once.
Yeah.
That little girl dies. And then, those kids are there till pretty much the end of the movie when suddenly they turn into 40-year-olds.
Yeah, but the sister seems like it's the same actress for the whole movie.
It's weird, right?
The sister just does kind of stops aging for a long portion of the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, they could have said something like, you age faster, like the more you're touching the sand or something like that.
I'm surprised they didn't have that line.
Because then it could be like, you know, if you lie down
or
sit down or whatever, then like you're going to age faster. But because then it would have kind of made sense.
I don't know. I mean, that feels like it's even just another step further into the Shyamalan overwriting. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just weird. Yeah. The whole thing was a mess. This movie was a complete mess.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And my God, did it have so many false endings.
It did. It really wore out its welcome for me because it didn't really... Yeah, because that's the other thing. It really reveals like how he doesn't have any idea how to finish it.
It reveals way too much.
Like, yes.
They thought about too much and it could have finished at so many points beforehand and it would have just been better because it would have been sort of intriguing.
Yeah, I think it should have ended with the two kids accepting that they were going to die and just sitting on the beach and you never really know what was going on.
Yeah.
That would have been fine. Like, but he just couldn't. He couldn't bring himself to kill them. So instead, they have to escape from the island.
And like, they get caught in coral or whatever. And like, you know, you're supposed to think that they've drowned.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know they've not drowned. So just finish it there.
Yeah.
And like, then it's still just like, you know,
a little bit of ambiguity.
Did they get away? Did they not get away? What happened? Who knows?
Yeah.
But then, no, M. Night Shyamalan, who is a bus driver in this.
Of course, he has to cameo in his own film. And as always, it's very distracting.
But it's way more than a cameo in this one.
No, he's actually got a fairly sizable role in this
one.
He's
almost the ultimate villain of this film.
Pretty, yeah, more or less, yeah.
I mean, also, he is the ultimate villain of this film because he wrote
this. He wrote the film, yeah.
But. Yeah, so he's working for a company that run the whole resort. Yeah. And they're like a medical research company or something.
Yes.
So they give people experimental medicine and then just test it on them like over years by sending them to this beach for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just being like, okay, well, if we give this person this medicine at the age 30, what happens,
yeah,
you know, for the rest of their life? Are they going to be okay? Is this going to fix them? And, you know.
Also, that made absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't. Like, what medicine do you know that, like, you ingest, like, through a drink or something once, and that will, like, cure you for life of epilepsy, is the example they use.
Because they say she didn't have a fit for 30 years, but then she did die of a fit.
She died of loads of fits. Like, yeah. So imagine
Well, she didn't live for 30 years.
Imagine that drug. Like, you can take this pill just once, and that will make you not have any more fits for the next 30 years, and then you'll suddenly have loads and die. How do you feel about that?
True, yeah.
I mean, it would be.
But also, like, yeah, it's the idea is, as you say, it's like, oh, she's not had a fit for 30 years because 30 years have passed in a day. So she hasn't not had a fit in 30 years. She's not had a fit in 8 hours.
Yeah.
How is this medic, just because she's aged 30 years, how is this in any way a medically valid test scenario? It's absolute nonsense.
Yeah. And it worked on one person, so yes, it must work for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they've been doing this for years. They've said they've been doing these tests for years. For, you know, there've been many different people who've been brought onto this island and sacrificed.
Yeah.
It's all a big allegory for, like, animal testing, I guess, or, you know, weird, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, but it was nonsense, and it didn't need to be. If you're going to have a crazy concept, just have the crazy concept. Mm. Don't explain it. Leave it to people's imaginations.
Yeah.
This film, it really overwrote it. And at the end, it's just like, oh, there's a police officer we can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then the bad guys just get arrested, and the two.
And that's it.
And the two kids who are now in their 50s. They live happily, question mark ever after?
Yeah, they get in a helicopter and fly away, but not before the helicopter pauses over the beach just for them to get a good look at the beach again.
Sure.
Like, if I was them, I'd be like, no, get me the fuck away from
that
thing.
Do not fly me over that. But am I aging over 5 years? Where's the stop? Where's the skyline? Where's the stop?
Like, do you know if helicopter engines can survive over that?
Yeah, I'm on borrowed. I have lost like 2/3 of my life. I can't waste another year.
How difficult it was to get away from that beach? We all died.
Yeah.
No, this... Oh, God, yeah. This film should have finished 20 minutes before
it
did.
Absolutely say so, yeah. One of its many faults is it wasn't even that long. It was just...
No, it wasn't.
It just really ran out of steam. Mm. And, yeah.
Yeah. The deaths weren't creative enough.
No.
They weren't gory enough. Mm. The people weren't interesting enough.
Yeah. It's a shame. It fails on pretty much every level, but I do think there's a version of this film that's really good.
Yeah.
Just if it was written and directed by... anybody else. Well, or somebody better.
Ari Aster.
By Ari Aster, but I'm sure other people could do interesting things with this, but it just...
Yeah.
It seems like a waste of a decent idea.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it does. But all that being said, I really enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I was sure...
I had a really good time, but only for, like, how bad it was.
Same. My enjoyment level was, much higher than what I would rate it for actually the quality of film.
Mm. So. Yeah. Yeah. What would you rate it out of 10?
I'm going to give it a 3.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
I can't give it any higher in any real sense.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3 as well.
Yeah, 3 feels right.
Because it's just bad on so many levels. Yeah,
I wouldn't be against watching it again, like, on some kind of let's watch a bad movie and laugh at it kind of vibe. But not for a while.
Yeah. No. And, like, with some beer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah.
How bad were those child actors at the very start?
Oh, terrible. They're absolutely terrible.
That was iconic how bad it was.
It was pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Child idea. It's always a bad idea to work with children. Yeah. It just is.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong, especially in film.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think that's a pair of 3 from both of us.
Yes, another inspiring cinema trip there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks for subscribing.
Yeah.
I'll see you next time.
Join us next week. See you next.
Bye. But really, how bad could it get? Let's go beyond the box set.